turning geek speak to street speak. This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk on Montreal's CJAD 800. It's the last show of August, which is kind of sad, but that's how it goes, I guess. The summer went by way too fast. But first, we're now going to learn about a brand new app called Piggy the Bank. The website is piggythebank.com, and the site and the app is designed to help people save for things, appliances, electronics, and furniture, automatically by breaking down these large purchases into smaller payments. To explain how this works, joining us on the line from Toronto is Piggy the Bank's co-founder, Ryan Silver. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing today?
I am great, thanks. And thanks for carving out some time on a weekend to chat with us. Let's start right from the beginning. What is Piggy the Bank?
So Piggy the Bank is an app designed to help Canadians shop smarter. Shopping smarter, we mean we don't want people, you know, shop to impulse buy or, you know, pull out their credit cards and go more into debt than they already probably are. We just wanted to make a way that's easy for people to decide on things that they want in the upcoming months, plan that out, and then use our app to set automatic payments towards that item and purchase that item through our website. So essentially, this would be without any sort of interest payments or hidden fees or anything like that. Just straight up, set your payment goal, set automatic payments and a schedule, and away you go. And then, you know, you're free to make those purchases through the app.
All right. So walk us through how this works. You first go to piggythebank.com. And then from what I understand, Ryan, there's no downloadable app. It actually is the site, which works on mobile devices too. Am I wrong?
That's correct. We have a mobile responsive application. So yeah, it is a mobile friendly site.
Okay.
Start by essentially starting a goal. And a goal on our site is defined by, you know, a different category. So you might have, you know, a goal for a certain electronic that you want, like a new computer or a tablet. Or, you know, you might be looking to buy something for your home, you know, like, you know, in a few months you might need to, you know, swap out that fridge for a new one or, you know, some sort of piece of furniture for your household, like a new mattress or a bedroom set.
So, Ryan, let's stick with that first example. Okay, let's say I want a computer. It's $800. Okay, and I know that you've got some sort of arrangement with Best Buy. You've got more than 80,000 of their products through Piggy the Bank. So let's say I find a laptop for $800 that I want to buy. What happens next? You give your credit card number? Is it PayPal? How does it work?
The way that it works is you would then go through our site. You would select the category of laptops. There's a section called Browse where you could start that goal. Specify that goal towards, you know, maybe you want an Apple MacBook, you add some specifications of what you want, you know, your payment schedule, and you break it down into weekly payments. You know, you could take that $800 and break it down into 10 equal payments of $80. If you started it today, you know, by the end of October, you would have that money saved up. By the end of it, you'd go into our site again and you'd be brought into an interface where you could select whatever laptop you want. We are working with Best Buy to provide products from their API.
We're chatting with Ryan Silver. He is the co-founder of Piggy the Bank. He is working with another gentleman in Toronto by the name of Andy Garcia to come up with this concept. So traditionally, Ryan, help me out here. Most Canadians will go to a store and they will throw down their credit card and then worry about it later. So, okay, $800 laptop, my kid needs it for school, done. Then you have to pay it off over time if you can't afford to pay it off all in one shot. And as a result, you're paying interest. So the way that Piggy the Bank works is that it breaks down those payments for you, but you don't get the product until you've reached your goal. So you're actually saving these, let's call them micro payments. And then when you've got the $800 after, say, 10 weeks of $80 a week or something like that, then you've got the computer. Is that the idea?
That's exactly the idea.
Okay, very cool. It's a very interesting sort of twist on how most Canadians shop. And most of us are in debt, so this is not a bad idea at all. So the site and the app, and we're calling it an app, but it's not a traditional. Don't look for Piggy the Bank at the App Store or Google Play. Just go to the website, Piggy the Bank, and then you can start, you know, registering right there for free. But the idea is that it comes off automatically. So it sets aside that money automatically. So is there any kind of security? Do you have to, like, give them information like your PayPal account?
Yeah, that's exactly. You would hook up your PayPal account through the app and set that payment schedule through PayPal.
Okay, I got
it. So there's no risk.
All right. It says on your website that you're mixing up personal finance and shopping to promote the idea of guilt-free shopping, avoiding debt and impulse buying, and helps you create the sort of rewards with discounts tied in. So that was my last question. Are you saving any money by using Piggy the Bank, or it's just helping you break them down into payments? You know what I mean? Because some websites are devoted to saving you money. Or is this just a smarter way of buying it because you're not getting yourself in debt?
It does twofold. So one, it's helping you plan and save for yourself. This gives you a tremendous opportunity because the retailers that you're working with are learning about what you're doing. They don't know who you are. We keep that information private, but they do know that there's someone in this location currently saving for this amount and prefers these types of laptops or this type of brand. And from there, they can use that information to offer you a better deal than what you would get at a store, an exclusive deal that's private, just for your eyes only.
Ryan Silver, co-founder of Piggy the Bank at piggythebank.com. Thank you very much for your time and good luck with the app.
Thank you very much, Mark.
All the best. Have a good rest of your weekend.
Take care.
Canada's top tech expert turns geek speak to street speak. Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Welcome.